And the Statue of Liberty as it now stands at the gateway to the new world.
Over a span of 62 years, from 1892 until 1954, the colossal gift from France called the Statue of Liberty Enlightening the World greeted more than 12 million immigrants who had disembarked on nearby Ellis Island. Now, a new museum to honor Lady Liberty's legacy is on the way, and the task feels, well, monumental.
When we first came on the island, we were moved. We literally saw people on their knees crying because of what this place meant. And it kind of sunk into us that this is a really special, sacred place.
4.5 million tourists visit the Statue of Liberty every year, but limited by capacity, only a fifth of that number are able to enter the monument. With the opening of the new museum and garden pavilion, everyone who visits Liberty Island is invited to explore. Through experience design, its creators envision an open-ended dialogue.
We wanted to really convey this idea that it is our ability, all of our ability, to preserve and kind of protect the idea of liberty.
Each visitor today comes away with a different interpretation.
It represents the efforts of everyone that arrived to this country to fight for equality and fraternity.
To feel free, but always respecting the liberty of others.
Following a virtual fly-through to the tip of the statue's 93-meter-high torch, museum guests step inside the studio of statue sculptor Frederic Auguste Bartholdi before a grand finale in the Inspiration Gallery. There, visitors view up close the original 1,600-kilo torch that stood atop the statue for nearly a century. It was replaced in the 1980s. Atop the structure itself, there are panoramic views of New York's lower Manhattan skyline. The museum's lead architecture designer calls the building and landscape piece optimistic.
It doesn't try to be nostalgic. It tries to be forward-looking. It tries to be inspirational unto itself as its own object, its own kind of new icon, while being respectful to the buildings that are here.
The Statue of Liberty Museum is expected to open in May 2019. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.